This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Judgment for J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon comes shortly in Tampa, Florida, after a year in which management mistakes led to the bank losing a fortune on bad bets in the market. There's a proposal to divide up the roles of CEO and chairman of the board. The New York Times just now says it has sources that have seen preliminary vote tallies, suggesting Jamie Dimon has rebuffed the challenge and will get to keep both CEO and chairman roles. Mike Mayo is banking analyst with CLSA and has been asking hard questions in public about how that bank is run. He's about to step into the shareholder meeting. Mr. Mayo, good morning.
Good morning.
So you finagled a way to be a proxy for another shareholder so you could get into the big meeting. Why do you feel so strongly that you need to be there?
Well, this is the fourth annual meeting that I'm attending this season, and investors and those who represent investors like me have one time each year to ask questions of directors. And it's about time, especially in the banking industry, not only to get answers from the managers who run the companies, but those who oversee them.
Do you feel, what, that the bank is too big?
Well, I think there's questions. Under the CEO at J.P. Morgan, they've had the best stock price performance of any large bank. That's fantastic as it relates to the last 7 years. The question for the next 7 years is whether or not they've gotten too complacent. You saw that with the trading loss last year. And if a firm were to get complacent, it's the job of the board to step up to the plate and hold management's feet to the fire.
Where are you on the big story about whether or not Jamie Dimon gets to stay CEO and chairman?
I think Jamie Dimon retains the position of both chairman and CEO. But at the same time, I think J.P. Morgan gets a wake-up call that they might need to take some changes in their board, maybe give the lead director more responsibilities. The CEO-chairman issue is not my major one there. The bigger issue is, does the board have adequate transparency, accountability, and oversight of the board? And also, is there a likely successor? Could someone step in Jamie Dimon's shoes tomorrow? I think that's a bigger issue than the one being voted on today.
Now, I read that J.P. Morgan says it's, quote, pleased that you yourself will be at its meeting. Did you see that?
I didn't see that exact phrase, but I think it's not a matter of being a shareholder activist. I think this is a matter of shareholder duty. I mean, remind ourselves that we look after other people's money, and if there's a way to get more insight into a company by asking the overseers, asking the directors about how they manage a bank, I think it's our obligation. So this is the first time in 25 years that I've attended annual meetings, and my only regret is that I started so late. And so I attended four this year, and I'll attend a lot more next year.
Well, you do know how to have a good time. Mike Mayo, bank analyst at CLSA, who's about to walk into J.P. Morgan's annual meeting in Tampa. Mr. Mayo, thank you.
Thanks for having me. I'm going to get my seat right now.